Chapter 3, A Sad Day. About a year later, Nathaniel's father was telling them funny stories after dinner. At 9 o'clock, they heard the side door open and the slow, heavy footsteps.
That is Coppelius, his mother said, looking afraid.
Yes, it is, said his father. This is the last time he will come. Take our son and go upstairs.
She told Nathaniel to go to sleep, but he was too afraid. Around midnight, there was a loud noise. The whole house moved. Nathaniel jumped out of bed. Then he heard a terrible scream. He ran to his father's room. The door stood open, and clouds of smoke came out of the door. On the floor by the smoking hearth, Nathaniel saw his father. He was dead. His face was burned black.
Coppelius!
Nathaniel cried.
Coppelius killed my father!
Coppelius was not seen after that, and no one knew where he had gone. For years, Nathaniel did not know what happened to Coppelius. However, when the weather glass seller visited him, he knew that it was the terrible man Coppelius. The man was dressed differently, but Nathaniel remembered his face very well. He did not even change his name much. He was now an Italian who called himself Giuseppe Coppola. Nathaniel thought,
"This is the man who killed my father."
Then he said to the weather glass seller,
"Get out of here. Go before I kick you down the stairs."
After the weather glass seller left, Nathaniel wrote a letter to Clara. She was a girl he loved. He told her about what had happened when he was a child. He also told her how Coppola came to his door. Clara wrote back to Nathaniel. She told him that it was only in his head. She wrote,
"I think that old Coppelius did not like children, but I don't think he killed your father. Your father caused his own death. He was doing strange experiments. Try to be happy. Forget about this Coppelius and Giuseppe Coppola."
Nathaniel was angry with her for not believing him.